In Iraq today, the National Assembly met in the heavily fortified Green Zone, taking first steps in forming a new government for Iraq. The political maneuvering took place as insurgents continued their violent attacks against the government and the American presence in Iraq. Last night, dozens of militants launched an attack on the notorious Abu Ghraib prison complex. More than 40 American soldiers and Marines were wounded in the attack. NPR's J.J. Sutherland joins us from Baghdad. What happened today at the Assembly meeting?
Well, after weeks of fairly bitter negotiations between the various factions in the assembly, they finally elected a speaker. Hajim al-Hassani is a Sunni Arab, and currently he's the industry minister in the interim government. The position was reserved for a Sunni in an attempt to include them in the government. There were only 17 Sunnis in the 275-member body, as most of the Sunnis in the country boycotted the January elections.
So what's next in Iraqi politics?
Well, next they have to elect a president and two vice presidents, and after they're elected, they'll be called the Presidential Council, and they will select a prime minister, and they'll have 2 weeks to do that. We're not sure if that'll happen later today or later this week.
JJ, I know they just took this action in the National Assembly, but has there been any reaction from the street to this choice?
Not that I've heard as of yet, though Iraqis have been very frustrated with the amount of time it has taken for this government to begin to form. The millions of Iraqis risked violence to vote on January 30th, and the bitter political wrangling between the various factions has angered many of them.
What happened at Abu Ghraib last night? It seems like a pretty major attack.
It was. According to the U.S. military, between 40 and 60 insurgents launched a complex attack on the prison. It's a very large complex, and it began with two car bombs hitting different sides of the prison almost simultaneously. Then it was followed by small arms fire, rocket-propelled grenades, and about 20 mortar rounds. The battle lasted more than 40 minutes, and before it was over, the U.S. had to call in reinforcements, including three Apache helicopters. And as you said, you know, dozens of U.S. soldiers and Marines were hurt, six of them seriously. Also, 13 detainees were injured, one of them badly enough that he had to be medevaced as well.
Help us get a picture of what this complex looks like, that such an attack could take place.
Well, it's a sprawling area that's divided into quadrants by walls, and it's dusty and, I mean, just immense. And most of the Iraqi detainees are not kept within a building. There is one building there called a hard site, which is run by the Iraqis, where all the abuses at Abu Ghraib took place, but we've now turned it over to the Iraqis. So now all the detainees are kept in these open-air camps within the prison walls. And so while there are sort of concrete structures in those next to their tents where they sleep that they can go into for protection, any mortar round would go right through the tents, and the first few would hit before they had a chance to seek protection.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Baghdad, thanks.
Thank you, Sheila.